Do you ever make chicken?
Yes.
All right. What's the favorite way you have of making chicken?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. All right. What do you fry it in?
In grease.
Okay. Would you, what kind of pan would you use? Do you use
a skillet, usually.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you want to boil water for tea, say you're going to have something, what would you call a pot that you're boiling water in? Do you ever have it? Just put it in the pan, or do you have a special thing just for tea?
No, I just use a pot rather than a pan.
All right, and what would you keep flowers in? If Fred came home with 12 dozen flowers for you, you know, roses, what would you put them in?
In a vase.
All right. And what utensils do you eat with, you know? What do you use?
The particular ones? Fork, mm-hmm. Knife, and spoon.
All right. Now, if the dishes are dirty, mm-hmm. You're going to go and clean them, what would you say?
I have to wash the dishes.
All right. Now, after you wash them, before you put them in the drain, after you have the soap on them, you want to take the water off of them, what would you say?
Rinse.
Okay. And the cloth or the rag that you use when you're drying the dishes, how do you call it? What do you call that?
A towel, drying towel.
Okay. And is it the same towel that you use in the bathroom when you're going to dry your face? Would you call that a towel?
Yeah, I'd call it a towel, but it wouldn't be.
If you're going to wash your face, you might have a little special rag.
That's a washcloth.
All right. Now, when you're in the bathroom and you have to turn on the water, what would the little knob be that you turn on?
Those would be faucets.
Right. And if you're going to buy flour, right, but not in a 5-pound container, if you need to buy a big thing that stands on the floor, a round thing, some people wear them as gags.
Yeah, what, a barrel?
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been to a costume party where they wore a barrel?
No.
I haven't either. I've always wanted to meet somebody, though.
That would put one out?
All right. If you have a salt box and it has no spout in it, and you might need to pour it into something smaller, you might take a piece of paper and kind of wad it up in order to make it go mm-hmm. salt go down that. What would you call that? It might be something homemade. You might already have one bought that's kind of
that's
metal.
A funnel.
Okay. And what would you use for driving a horse on, if you're riding a horse and you want him to go faster, there's might be a little stick that you use to.
Yeah, but I don't know what the name of that is. I do, but I don't. Okay. I can't think of it.
All right, what would you do to your dog, to your horse, when you want him to go faster?
Whip it.
Would you use the same term for, say, spanking your dog? Well, not spanking him, but. You don't want them to run into the street, what would you do?
Yeah, spank.
All right, now, if I'm leaving and I want to take something with me, and I want you to put it in a container for me to leave, what would you put it in?
I'd put it in a bag.
All right, are there different kinds of bags that you know? Like?
Paper bag, plastic bags, is that?
Mm-hmm. All right, what about the mesh ones? Would you ever have another term for that, like you keep oranges in or anything like that? Okay. All right. Now, if you have about 50 pounds of something and you want to put it in a bag, would you call that the same, going to put it in a bag, or would you call it something else?
To keep it? Probably a container?
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing?
Well, if you're going to keep flour, though.
Or in a canister?
50 pounds?
I couldn't buy 50 pounds.
Okay.
Sack. Comes in sacks.
All